This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Cam, and joining us in the studio for the Market Wrap is Sean Tanis. So today we're going to look at this new strain of coronavirus, which is believed to have originated from Wuhan, China. And the World Health Organization is meeting today in Geneva to decide if the mysterious coronavirus should be declared a global health emergency. So what do we know so far, Sean, and how has it impacted markets?
Yeah, so what we know now is that in China, at least 9 people have died and hundreds are ill. And we also know that it's no longer confined to China alone, because cases have been confirmed in Macau, South Korea, Japan and Thailand. And this morning, there was also confirmation that it has crossed the Pacific Ocean after a case was detected in Seattle close to the Canadian border. And Singapore is also on high alert, with Changi Airport being the busiest airport in the region. And, you know, CNY is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And it's a time where travels are starting to peak. So it's the same with the Malaysian airports as well. The health ministry has increased screening of passengers at entry points. And as for impact on markets, most of them are recovering after a sell-off yesterday ahead of the CNY season. And for many financial markets, they will be closed at least until Tuesday. So for China, this is the golden week holidays, where businesses will be closed from Friday and they will reopen on January 30th. So not really a good time to be holding stocks if there is any risk like what we are seeing now.
Looking at all the news this week, clearly there's direct impact on sectors like travel and tourism. What about the sectors which are going to benefit from this?
Yeah, so the obvious sectors that will be negatively affected are travel and tourism. And we saw that in some airlines and hotel stocks in China as well. So currencies have also taken a beating. We spoke last week about the strength in ringgit against dollar. But while some of these gains were given up since Monday, now the ringgit is about 4 ringgit 6 to the US dollar. Last week, it was 4 ringgit 5 at one point. So we spoke with Maybank Asset Management CEO Ahmad Najib Nazlan about some sectors that may benefit from this healthcare, and this was his comment.
Today, Asian currencies erased the gains because of the concerns on the virus out of China and also the potential spread of it during the holidays. You know? So it sparked a sell-off. Now, on the oncoming holidays for Chinese New Year, the Golden Week, markets are uncertain how the virus would develop further. So most investors are actually cashing out because of this bad news. That's why you see Asian stocks actually drop. On the positive side, the stock prices for rubber-based industries and also rubber gloves are actually reacting positively to the news. But it's still early to see whether it's a sustainable trend.
That was Ahmad Najib Nazlan, the CEO of Maybank Asset Management, and he talked about the rubber glove industry. And yesterday on Bursa, we looked at the world's largest glove maker, which is Top Glove. And I wonder how the other glove makers are doing.
Yeah, so Top Glove's shares went flying today, close to 6% higher, with more than 46.1 million shares traded on the counter today. Other glove makers of note include Supermax. They were 6% higher. They closed 1 ringgit 54 cent. House Telega was up 25 cent, closed 6 ringgit and 5 cent. And pharmaceutical company shares are also doing well, not surprisingly. We saw Pharmaniaga closing 2 cent higher at 2 ringgit and 11 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.